So you were saying you have advocates and you have who's yeah, go keep going.
So we have a coalition of about 7 or 8 organizations now who've sort of come together around this and are really pushing this campaign. They're all groups based in Queens, working with tenants and owners. So we have legal expertise in that group, and Pratt Center for Community Development is also part of that collaboration. But we need more architects involved in this work because there's a real need for expertise on understanding how to what the specific recommendations are in terms of the building codes. We still haven't gotten to that point yet. You know, we have an architect at Pratt sort of working with us on a pro bono basis, but we really need more involvement by the design community. You know, one of the other aspects of this is that, you know, it's really a smart growth approach, and there are a lot of resources available now through the weatherization programs and other, you know, stimulus money that could be used to help with this process. And I think that's also a gap that we have, is we don't have a full understanding of how we could use this as an opportunity to also green these neighborhoods. So I think that the design community could probably help a lot in that as well, as thinking through, you know, energy conservation approaches and ways to improve energy efficiency as well while we go through this process. And, you know, the individual cases can be painful, but there's a new lesson learned with every individual case, right? So, for example, in that Sunset Park apartment, we were able to get a kitchen in the unit because of a specific code that allowed for a separate kitchen for kosher, for people who kept kosher. And this owner was Hindu, and he was a strict vegetarian, and his wife was not. And so we actually used that as our argument. But I never knew about that. And, you know, it was because the architect had had an experience before and knew that that was a loophole in the codes. So I think there are a lot of nuances that we're not able to figure out on our own, where we need architectural expertise in figuring this whole thing out. And I think that the city obviously has those expertise, but they're not committing the resources. So we need to make those recommendations, make it as easy for them as possible.
So what are the steps going forward?
So we presented our idea to the buildings department.
And what was your idea? I mean, apart from your findings.
Well, we have a whole proposal laid out now, which involves the creation of an ADU code, starting with a pilot project so that we can, you know, start with a specific area and then create financial incentives, so establish loan programs and grant programs. And then also tie in those. So basically everything that I've been talking about, really our proposal is to start into neighborhoods and move towards writing legislation that would create an ADU code. That's the next step. So right now what we're doing is we're meeting with elected officials and we're meeting with different city agencies to, you know, sort of inform them about the idea. I think a lot of city agencies didn't even realize that this type of approach was out there. And, you know, when we tell them that there are ADU codes in Washington and Santa Cruz and even in Yonkers and Westchester, this sort of light goes off. And they're like, oh, really? You know, so right now it's about public education, about really building some critical mass of people who want to see it happen. But then we also need to do the, you know, detailed analysis and offer specific recommendations on how to implement it. So if we can get a pilot project going, we're going to need, you know, architects to help us actually help individual homeowners. That's a resource that we don't have right now.
And why is it, do you think, that immigrant communities are disproportionately found in illegal dwelling units?
I think it's because it's the only source of affordable housing left, you know, especially in these neighborhoods, right? So majority of these units exist in the outer boroughs. They exist in immigrant communities, you know, where these sort of hubs have established, you know, there are temples here, there are mosques here, there's community here. So people want to live in these neighborhoods. And so they're willing to live in overcrowded conditions in order to be in this community. And it's also that there really has been very little investment in affordable housing development, specifically in Queens. If you look at where all the development has occurred by the nonprofit or for-profit sector, it's pretty shocking when you see how little has been done in this borough. And, you know, that's there are political reasons for that, but I also think that it's there's a perception that everyone's rich in Queens, you know, that it's all historic single-family homes and nice condos and co-ops, and there's really a need to educate the broader public about the borough itself and what's going on here, where the majority of new immigrants have settled, you know, in New York City. So for that reason, you know, I think right now in Jackson Heights, if you look at who's living in the illegal dwelling units, it's a lot of Nepali and Tibetan immigrants. It used to be more Bangladeshi, and that has shifted just in the last 7-8 years because the Bangladeshi community has sort of established itself a little bit more, and these are the newest immigrants coming into the community, you know. So.
Right on. So what else do you guys have going on beyond the ADU?
Well, we have this forum coming up, so we're trying to do the community organizing side now, too. There's the policy advocacy work that needs to happen on the city level, but we also need to build a base of tenants and owners who want to push for this. You know, so we have this forum on Saturday. We'll see how it goes. You know, usually these forums they're pretty heated because people are pretty stressed out about fines that they've received. They're angry at their elected officials for not helping them, and tenants are upset because they're being evicted. So it's not easy. It's not an easy issue to organize around, you know. But so we're taking it to the streets. We'll see how it goes, you know.
Cool.
Yep.
Right on. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So I already gave you all this stuff, right?